Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Be with you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the waters, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created in my glory, whom I formed and made. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. My text for this morning's sermon is not found in Scripture, at least not literally. And yet it is found throughout the Bible. My text would be, God is a surprise. This is the first Sunday after the Epiphany. And of course, Epiphany means to show forth. Throughout this season, we discover the revelation of God to humanity. And when that happens, we have these moments of surprise, and our response is, aha. What I'd like for us to do this morning is to focus on the aha of God. One of the chief ahas, one of the great surprises of God that is revealed in the story that we have at Epiphany is the story of the wise men. And it is later revealed to St. Peter. Last Wednesday was the Feast of the Epiphany. We remember the three wise men coming from the east to see the Messiah who had come into the world. It is a time for us who by birth are Gentiles and not Jewish to celebrate, because those wise men represent us. These three were not Hebrews. They were other religions, and they were of other races. And yet we see them bending in adoration before the Christ child. The Jewish Christians of the early church were confronted with the issue of exclusiveness. After all, they had been taught that they were the chosen people. They were a chosen race. They were a royal priesthood. Ingrained in them was the belief that they were a very special people through whom salvation was to come. To Abraham and to his offspring was the promise of redemption given. And Jesus of the house of David, descendant of Abraham, was Messiah, so long awaited by the Jewish people. And therefore, it was natural for these Jewish Christians of the early church to see themselves as better than those who did not belong to their ranks. And they had to deal with the question of whether or not to admit these Gentiles to this church. Could these people, who were considered unclean, be inheritors of the kingdom of God? The first century church is consumed with this question. And the Acts of the Apostles is an account of that struggle. In the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, we read of one of the great aha moments of the church. Here we see God surprising Peter. This is an epiphany of the highest order. And you know the story as well as I. If you don't, look into the 10th chapter. There was a Roman soldier, a centurion, a Gentile, by the name of Cornelius. He was one of the so-called God-fearers. That is, he was one of the Gentiles who had been exposed to the one true God through his association with Jews. But he had not yet converted to Judaism. One day, while he was praying, Cornelius had a vision in which an angel told him, "Go and bring Peter to yourself." So, being an officer, he sent his soldiers to go get Peter. But before the soldiers arrive, Peter has a vision. And he saw something like a big sheet being lowered down from heaven. And it was filled with all kinds of animals, reptiles, birds, all of which, according to Jewish law, were unclean. And he heard this voice from heaven, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." And he refused. After all, these were forbidden. He kept the kosher laws. And the voice said, "Peter, what God has cleansed, you must not call unclean." And this happened three times. And then this sheet-like thing went back up into heaven. So God surprised Peter. 1,000 years of dietary laws are set aside. And Peter goes to the home of Cornelius the centurion. Now, remember this. It was against Jewish law for him to even associate with a Gentile. By stepping into the Gentile's house, he was breaking the law. But Peter goes anyway. And he tells Cornelius and his family of the good news of Jesus Christ. And the centurion and his whole family and his servants are baptized. And Peter is simply amazed and says, "I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him." God shows no partiality. This is the epiphany for Peter. This is the aha moment. This is the surprise of God. God shows no partiality. This is the truth of the gospel. And you and I are here this morning because of it. We gather together this day to celebrate it. Even though we don't always live into that truth in our own lives, and you know we don't. All too often, you and I want to limit God and his acceptance of others. Today's gospel lesson is the story of Jesus' baptism, and we are reminded of our own grace-filled baptism. You and I have been adopted as God's own children through our baptism. And we who are the recipients of such wonderful grace, such free love, who have been accepted unconditionally by God, all too often, you and I are the very ones who restrict our acceptance of others. While God has broken down the barriers that separate people from each other, you and I keep trying to mend those fences. God's word to us is that he shows no partiality. But our word to our fellow human beings is all too often one of exclusion. Some of you who are of a certain age remember that song from South Pacific, "You have to teach your children to hate." what we were taught to hate, to distrust those who are different, sometimes quite openly, at other times very subtly. And it still happens today. Just look at what's happening with the debates about immigration. We find a new hatred and distrust of Muslims. We suspect those who differ from us, whether based on race or religion. We are confronted today with prejudice, ignorance, and exclusiveness. You and I still have to learn what Peter learned, that God shows no partiality. Prejudice and ignorance and exclusiveness are not God's ways. They are sinful humanity's ways. At the end of this service, I'm going to do the asperges, which you all love. It's a sign and a symbol and a reminder of our baptism, of God's love and acceptance of us sinners. Remember, God is a surprise. His ways are not our ways. At Epiphany, the light of the world is manifested to all humanity. God reveals himself and his love to all people. The shepherds saw the Christ as the poor see him. The three kings saw the Christ as the rich see him. The Jews saw the Christ as the accepted in society see him. The Gentiles saw the Christ as the outcasts of society see him. And all worshiped him. And the light was for all. The light is for all. Amen. Please stand and turn to page 292 in the Book of Common Prayer for the renewal of our baptismal vows. Page 292. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ? Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died in the grave. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself.
I will love myself.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will love myself.
May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in eternal life by his grace, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
The prayers of the people are found on your bulletin insert. In the waters of baptism, we were called to be God's children and to minister to one another. Let us therefore pray for ourselves, for one another, and for all those in need of our prayers, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the church that it may stand fast in the one faith to which it has been called. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the world, that our conflicts may cease and that peace may reign in this new year. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for all Christians who have been baptized in the one family of faith, that our lives reflect the forgiveness and love which was first shown to us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for all who are blind to the injustices of our world, that their eyes may be opened and that they may work for an end to oppression and injustice. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the sick, that their sickness may be turned to health and they may once again join us in our work and worship. We pray especially for those on our prayer list. We pray especially for Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Jerome, Blair, Michelle, Harry, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Colton, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Brent, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Karan, Jeff, Regina, Ruth, James, Audrey, Irene, Larry, Joyce, Michael, Pat, Joe, Debbie, Margaret, Marcy, LaDonna, Jackie, Laura, Pat, Jennifer and Victoria, Linda, Bobby, Jack, Baylor, Dwayne, Greg, Johnny, Shay, Amber, Eddie and Diane, Bob, Randall, Katie, John and Ava, John Porter Jr. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the faithful who have gone before us, that we may follow the example of their lives and be reunited with them in the joy of everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy, are there any other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating a birthday this week, especially Will Marsden, Linda Pennybaker, Chuck Carpenter, and Bill Travis. Omnipotent God, you know our thoughts and needs better than we ourselves. Accept the prayers which we now offer and strengthen us to do your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning. Please be seated. I always hate to interrupt that, but a few announcements before we continue with the service. Before they play, I want to say thank you to the handbells. It's been a while since we've heard them. We look forward to it. Thank you for your ministry. We remind the vestry that we meet for the first time this new year, this Tuesday, prime order of business will be the election of new vestry officers. That's at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Christian education program continues on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock with a service, with a class on C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters and another class on the teachings of the Episcopal Church. Let's see if I can read this. Oh, under pastoral concerns. Some of you have asked, and I wanted to be able to share with you the fact that Bob Guthrie is recuperating and is in rehab at Siskin. He's doing well, although those of you who've been to Siskin and know rehab, it's a difficult process. But keep him in your prayers. Are there any other announcements?
David, I got one.
Yes.
Your contributions for 2015 for tax reporting are in the envelopes. They're over there on the table in our deck. You can pick them up if you leave today.
Thank you, sir. So says the treasurer. Any other announcements? Yes. Pick up any of these that you see. All right. Okay. Fine. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation. In the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ, and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who led the wise men by the shining of the star to find the Christ, the light from light, lead you also in your pilgrimage to find the Lord. Amen. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit to rest upon the only begotten at his baptism in the Jordan River, pour out that Spirit on you who have come to the waters of new birth. Amen. May God, by the power that changed water into wine at the wedding feast, Cana, transform your lives and make you glad your hearts. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks be to God.